We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, it's a breakdown of the space that we're in right now, filling it up with all the processing equipment for the stator motors that we talked about. But there's also a portion of it, a smaller portion, that's also going to continue the processing of current product for current truck production that we support here from Lockport.
But once electric takes over, would those jobs disappear if they're mostly entailing what we know as vehicles mostly these days?
There will be a transition. We believe in an all EV future, and we're preparing for that and moving for that. But as I mentioned, we have a parallel strategy right now because we don't know exactly the pace, and we want to provide internal combustion engine product and EV product for the overlap. And then over the next 10 to 15 years, that's our estimate right now, we will move from internal combustion to all electric. But it's a journey.
How long has this building been empty, sir?
I don't know. Sorry, don't have that answer.
When will the new investments start to take root? When will we see the machines and everything coming in here?
We're going to start immediately, but it will actually start up in 2023. So we got to bring all the equipment in, process equipment in, renew the space. Mm-hmm. It starts immediately.
Do you know how much government money the GM got to help you launch this?
Actually, I do not.
What kind of education will high school students need to go and be working at this plant right out of Lockport High School and around where your plants are?
We'd love to have everybody that can participate in STEM education, technical education, math, engineering, etc. But we'll have jobs that I think expands the breadth of high school, college, and STEM.
230 jobs. Can you explain more about what the jobs are all about?
Sure. They're about assembling stator motors here. And so that takes, a handful of folks required to do the production assembly work, as well as tradespeople to do the maintenance work, as well as engineering to do all the work of bringing the processing in and up to speed.
With a move toward all electric, what does that mean for the Tonawanda engine plan? Is there a roadmap for a future up there?
This is the roadmap. This is how we transition our plants. We're taking over space that we have available, thankfully, and using it for EV while we continue to do internal combustion engine. And as EVs go up, we'll bring more work here for EV work, and we'll downsize the internal combustion work.
How does this keep GM more competitive, and how does it keep this plant alive?
Well, the competitiveness is the race for EVs. Every time we look at the numbers and the forecast, the numbers all are going up. And so we really believe that the speed of transition to EVs is real, and it's coming at us in this decade pretty fast. The way this plant stays alive, of course, is what Ken Johnson mentioned. Continue to work together as one team and bring all their skill sets to bear, and bring it to bear as we start up this new equipment, and then as we continue to grow this new equipment in EV production.
How much could someone make, maybe, do you think, if they got hired on here to make stators?
Depends on the work schedule. The bottom line is this. Across General Motors right now, an average operator can make as much as $90,000 a year, and a tradesperson more than that. So that's the kind of wage scale that we've been paying here across GM, I won't say here.
When do you start hiring here?
It'll be in 2023 where we start additive hiring.
Why is Lockport the right location for this initiative?
They're experienced in building components. Lockport has a great tradition in history and current production doing this kind of work for us. So we're confident in the team here. We're confident in their capabilities. And that's why they win the work, and that's why they got the investment.
Will the work that the current employees be doing be changing as you start to phase in this new production here, or are they essentially going to be doing the same job?
They'll be doing the same work until we phase out internal combustions and grow electric vehicle. But the people that'll be brought into this facility right now, they'll start out right away with electrical capability and building stator motors. And then as we add other components, we will shift the work that the teams are doing today to the work that they'll have to do tomorrow.
How many other GM plants are getting this kind of investment, just Lockport here or others across the country?
We're investing across the country. This is additional investment on top of the $35 billion that we already announced.
When will we start to see those electric trucks and SUVs?
Our timeline for our first e-Silverado trucks are next year.
I don't know a whole lot about the ins and outs of electric vehicle auto industry. Can you speak to me like I'm a five-year-old and explaining exactly how what is being invested in here with the stators?
You're too tall to be five. But the stator motor is the internal components that make an electrical motor work. It has all the magnets and the wire coils, et cetera, in order to cause the turning that's necessary to turn the wheels and the axles. So it's a motor.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Right now, electric vehicles, if you want to buy it, it's higher end in terms of cost. How will, once this production gets ramped up, talk about how you can maybe get the price down for families to make it more affordable?
Sure. Like everyone else in this industry right now and where we are in the technology curve, bringing down the cost of battery technology is what we're focused on. We will come in with the lowest cost, and then we will continue to work our way down the curve, and that's what will determine the ultimate price of a vehicle.
And do you think by that time that you're ready to ramp up here, that an electric vehicle, you might be able to build one that lasts more than a couple hours and you have to stop and charge it?
We already build them that they last more than a couple hours. But the vehicles that we're building, we're targeting 300 plus miles or greater. The EV Silverado truck we talked about, and even the Hummer, we can go up to over 400 miles on electric charge.
Which is what I can get out of a tank of gas, right?
Which so you can get on right a tank there. Of gas. You can take a fairly long trip. You can go to the game and back for sure. But most folks, quite frankly, are going to use a lot less of that on a Monday through Friday regular uses. But it's good to know if I want to take a trip to go see grandma, I can do that.
What other COVID impacts are you seeing? Senator Schumer had mentioned about the chip shortage. Any pandemic impacts that could possibly impact things here in Lockport?
The pandemic is still with us. And so the risk of it and how it affects our supply base, and semiconductors or otherwise, is still out there. And this is even affecting us still. So we have to manage through it and keep our eyes on where our suppliers are at and know how to help them when they need help so that we can keep our production operations going. The risk is still here.
But you don't think that those impacts would kind of filter down here to Lockport to affect any of the plans here?
We're going to do everything we can to keep our supply chain coming at us. That's all I can tell you. I don't know where the next pandemic might affect anybody, but we do have our eyes on it.
The Canadian government was concerned about some of the stipulations of the Build Back Better plan as far as electric vehicles go, because so many of the parts move back and forth across the border here from southern Ontario to western New York. How will this impact that? Are you going to see the parts moving back and forth across plants as far as production goes?
I don't think this investment affects that or comes into play with that at all. So we'll have to see how the relationship works out with the Build Back Better plan and how it affects Canadian policy as well. Don't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.